Any changes, John, at all that you can share?
No.
John is one.
The only change needed is everybody's gonna play way better. That's the change we need. Any moms in here, by the way? Anybody? Happy Mother's Day.
It's one of the messages that you'll send your team, just having to shoot for and get pucks on net, with how well Washington's been able to block.
Well, that's part of it. To be honest, I thought that sent a little bit of a negative tone to our game, especially in that first probably five, 6 minutes when we had chances and didn't shoot. And I think I said it, you know, post game, it was like 10 minutes into the game, I looked up and I didn't even know if we had a shot yet, but I felt like we were in their zone a considerable amount of the time. So for sure that's got to change. But there was a lot more to that. It all starts in our own end of, you know, how, the way we track back and sorts and our commitment at D zone. Like, that's much more important right now for us than what we're going to generate offensively, because if we're going to give them waves of attacks and let them have four of those a night, it's going to be tough to win.
And John, as a coach working with a goalie, what has it been like for you to work with Vasilevskiy and see the growth in his game, also just the growth off the ice, the language, you know, coming along? What have you seen from Vasi as he's developed?
Well, the one thing, I think if these guys that find their way into the NHL, it's their work ethic. Everybody's got it. One thing I've always said about Vasi, there's only one guy that can be the first guy there and the last guy to leave. Only one guy. So it's probably an overused expression, but that's the guy on our team. But the one thing for me is the players that come from overseas, that the language barrier is an issue. So not only are they trying to go into a new environment, new culture, new everything, new rink size, but they have to learn a new language. And oftentimes, and I'm sure I could probably include myself in this, you kind of overlook the fact that these guys don't understand half the stuff you're saying initially. And so I've really tried to myself is make sure that the guys understand what's going on, because so many things can be turned or not understood, you know, in the language barrier. But all he did was, I think he had a language coach and tried to learn the language. He tried to do all these things to acclimate himself in here, aside from playing hockey, which I just can't believe you can do all that at that young age. And he had a child. Like, there's so many things this kid has done, and he just does it at an elite level in everything he does. So you have to have that ingrained in you, I think, to make it. And he has that, and it's kind of what makes him a special player at such a young age. And just ultimately just continuing to get better. And I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge, like, Franz, our goalie coach, that's the guy that deals with him much more than I do. And their relationship and how they've kind of grown together, he's done a great job.
John, the team has had a history of really bouncing back well throughout the years. Is there a characteristic or a trait about the ability for a team to kind of put a game like that behind them and move on?
Well, the trait would be don't have a bad first game, and then we don't have to answer those questions. You know, it's unfortunate that we have to put ourselves in those positions to bounce back, because you know, it's a dangerous business. You're going down by always playing that bad first game. But the guys have it's kind of been a little bit of a habit for them is they've, when they've been pushed against the wall, they've usually responded. But I think I said this earlier, you just can't keep going back to the well. Now, do I anticipate us playing a better game? I do. But I anticipate Washington's going to play a better game too. I mean, they're looking at it right now. They can go up 0-2 or 2-0, I mean, and you know, what an advantage would be for them. So definitely pressure's on us tonight. But boys have responded well on it, and I think they'll do it again tonight.
But because of that, and being down 1-0 a good amount of times, do you have a sense that your team doesn't ever tighten up in these situations because they've been there?
Yeah, I suppose that's probably true. But you're probably a little bit to the character in the room, the leadership. You get through all those things. And but even in 2015, we went down 0-1 in two series, didn't we?
Yeah.
To Troy, then New York, and we're down 0-1 both those. So it's not ideal. But the fact that we've gone down 0-1 doesn't mean we're out of the series.
Over to Lon. John, for years, anybody playing Washington would have had to prepare for a backstrom line. But if it came out, what does Kuznetsov present as a challenge?
Well, Kuznetsov is he's an elite player. He really, he's a puck possession guy. And especially in the era kind of where that's kind of gone away a little bit, it's a just north-south, fast, on and off your stick. He can possess it, and it's really hard to get away from him. So it makes him, you know, then you put a shooter on his line, so now he can find him, and he's just got that elite talent, and that's what makes him hard to defend. That's why you have to be on him, because the more time and space you give him, he's going to light you up. But with Backstrom gone, the guy that's really impressed is Ben Eller for me, who's been able to step in, and you look at their forward minutes, he might be the guy leading the way when Backstrom's out. So pretty impressive what Eller's kind of found a home in Washington and what he's done to fill in, you know, really, really good players' shoes.
Knowing what creatures of habit players are, is like an 8-15 start, does that like change your day at all?
Oh, considerably. I'm going to get to fit in a Mother's Day lunch today, where normally I wouldn't. So it is different because it just makes for a much longer day. Mm-hmm. And so in the creature of habit mold of when you play 82 of these a year and you're always in that 7 to 7:30 start, people don't understand that 8:15 is, it's 8:15-ish is what it is. And so meeting times change, everything changes. And you all of a sudden you get in that extra hour, 15 minutes during the day. I know it sounds funny, but it does have effect on guys. And especially when in this business of practice day, game day, off day, and everything is set, there is a little bit to that. But I always say both teams have to go through it. And it was no different for us. We've never really played 3 o'clock games before at home. We played 1 o'clock games. So that's been different for us. And it changes things. And but as I said, both teams do it.
One more here, Joe.
You were around for the early part of Brett Cowley's career, you know, here. Just how have you seen him kind of evolve? You know, have you a lot of pressure with the top 10 overall pick, you know, coming into the league, and how have you seen him kind of, you know, grow?
Well, Brett's an NHL player, and he probably much out of the same breath as Eller. They just found a home, and the one thing is, what's the difference between Yanni Gord and Brett Conley? You know, they're both NHL players, but one guy is a first rounder, the other guy's not drafted, so one guy really doesn't have the weight, you know, of the world on him to be successful. And I know it's, you know, the player himself is the one probably putting the pressure on, but then the articles written, and why isn't this guy doing this, or why aren't I not in the NHL? And I think it's hard on the guys that are first rounders, and you know, oftentimes a lot of them make it, and I think that's what builds the pressure, is because a lot of them do make it. And to me, you know, Brett Conley's made it. He just had to find his place and where his home was going to be. And it wasn't just he had to go through a few teams before he could find where he was going to go. But and the other thing is, you know, it's not like Brett. For me, it doesn't matter where you find on the first line, the fourth line, the third line, second D pairing, third D pairing, it doesn't matter. Find your way into the league and stay. And he found his role, he's committed to it, and from afar, it looks like he's doing a heck of a job.
Thanks.